June the 10th, 2014, 3:52 a.m. at home in Bradford. So sorry if this is a bit incoherent. And maybe it is the hour and the fact that I've had... Well, I have had sleep, but I've been, you know, waking up to watch the Sony conference. So my mind is in a bit of a muddle, and there were a lot of announcements at the Sony conference, but I'm going to have a go at laying it down here on Audio Boo and giving you my impressions. Now, as you know, I've been, well, as most of you know, I've been a PlayStation owner for many years now. So I always like to watch E3 as a way of deciding which console I am going to go for next, and up until now I must admit I have been siding on the side of PlayStation 4. And E3 in general this year, it hasn't changed my mind. If I was going to choose a console, I probably still would go for PlayStation 4, but the Sony conference has made me a little bit worried. They opened with Destiny, so I guess that game does still exist and it looks good. And they announced that there'd be a Destiny bundle coming out on September the 9th, including a white PlayStation 4. I'd never get a white one. That would just look ridiculous under my telly, and it'd get very dirty very quickly. Next, they had a dark, scary-looking zombie game that turned out to be The Order. And The Order looks like it's come a long way since last year. That was quite impressive. And then they showed this really weird game called Entwined, which was just kind of bloops and blobs on a screen, swirling around. But that's actually out now. They released that today. Out of the blue, but it doesn't look like it's worth getting too excited about. There's going to be new DLC for an Infamous Second Son, so they haven't forgotten about their Infamous franchise. Then they went straight into Media Molecule, talking about the new Little Big Planet game. I thought Media Molecule were going to do something a bit more different and exciting than Little Big Planet, but it looks like there'll be new controllable characters other than Sackboy, so that should make the game a bit more deep. But for me, going into Little Big Planet and spending ages creating all them levels, that just sounds like too much effort. And to be honest, the controls for it didn't look too tight either. Even the devs seemed to be having trouble controlling what was going on during the demo, and it was made even worse when they had problems with their microphones, so you couldn't hear what they were saying. One good thing about Little Big Planet 3, though, was that it'll run levels from the previous two games. So if you do buy Little Big Planet 3, that means you will be getting a lot of game for your money. There'll be millions of levels and games you can play with Little Big Planet. So it's becoming very good value. Finally, they got into something new, a new IP called Bloodborne. Even more zombies and no gameplay footage. You know my rule, no gameplay footage, no judgment from me. I'm not interested in trailers if it's just going to be CGI, someone's knocked up. I want to see gameplay. I'm about playing games, not watching them. Things did improve, though, when they brought in Far Cry 4, which you've already heard me mention from Ubisoft's conference. Looks like a superb game. They showed a lot more gameplay from it. There's no question I'm going to be playing Far Cry 4 in one way or another if I get a next-gen console. And the multiplayer co-op looked really good too. They also introduced a really kind of generous gesture with Far Cry 4. Even if you don't own a copy of the game, if your friend invites you to play the game, you can play with them for free. That's an interesting one. They had even more zombies after Far Cry 4, Dead Island 2. I like Dead Island, fun, enjoyable zombie games. And then even more zombies are coming to Diablo 3 as well. So absolute zombie mania on PlayStation 4. They showed a bit more of Battlefield Hardline, which, as I said at the EA conference, I was impressed with, and it looked just as good at the Sony conference. And they just kept firing, at this point in the conference, they were just firing new stuff out, bang, 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 bang. My fingers could barely keep up. Exclusive for Disney Infinity and Destiny on the PlayStation 4. Sony were definitely going into this year's E3 very aggressively. They know they're the top dog in the console space at the moment, and they're just capitalising on that. But when Sony are on top, Sony start to get arrogant, and that did seem to be coming out with this conference. They had Magicka 2. I've never even heard of Magicka 1, and the trailer seemed very funny and quirky, but the game itself looked guff. There were big cheers when they mentioned that Grim Fandango was getting a remastered version. I've never got Grim Fandango the first time, so maybe I'm missing out on a big thing there. Just like Microsoft, they were showing a lot of indie games as well. They showed a lot of indie games in fast succession, but time will tell with indie games. I don't judge indie games until they're released and reviewed. There was a very gruesome looking multiplayer game called Let It Die, but again, no gameplay footage. That was followed by a new game by the people who made Journey. And the game was called Abzu, and it looked to be about exploring a very beautiful underwater world. The last game they announced in that little block was a very trippy looking indie game called No Man's Sky, all about space travel and exploring planets with dinosaurs and bright colours. That looked really good, actually. Andrew House, one of the Sony execs, came out to talk about hardware, and they were very keen to point out that the PlayStation camera is and always has been optional, and they mentioned the Oculus Rift VR headset. I'd be interested to see more VR stuff from Sony, as long as they don't try and make me move too much. But the thought of being fully immersed in a game is a very interesting one. But I don't relish having to carry something heavy around on my head. There was loads of babbling and waffling about how popular PlayStation is. They announced that PlayStation 4 games will be able to upload directly to YouTube, although I've not been too impressed with AdTube lately. And then, one of the most worrying things I heard, Sony were talking about how they're going to have a lot of free-to-play games coming to their console. Free-to-play is not why I game on console, Sony. Next feature is PlayStation Now. Will you be able to download all the old PlayStation games? Your PS4 won't let you play on disc anymore. More impressive is that PlayStation Now will run off Sony TVs as well as consoles. And there's going to be a new little gizmo called PlayStation TV, which looks like it'll run all the digital PlayStation games and will only cost about 100 quid. So that's kind of a nice budget option for the more casual gamer. They went back to games finally. More gruesomeness abounds with Mortal Kombat X, so I'm looking forward to grossing my wife out with that. Then they went back off track again by talking about some of the guff looking PlayStation 4 exclusive movies and TV shows that they're looking forward to curling out to Sony TV. PlayStation Plus users will get some of them for free. I don't care. I want games with PS Plus. You can stick your TV series, your garbage TV series that I'm not interested in. It looks like Microsoft learned from where they went wrong last year, but Sony this year fell into the traps that Microsoft did last year. They needed to pull something special out of the bag after that TV guff. They didn't even have a trailer for any of the TV stuff. And The Last of Us remaster didn't really do it for me. Why remaster a game that came out 18 months ago? They went back on track with the Metal Gear Solid game. That looked good, but no gameplay footage. Oh no, I've got 15 seconds. GTA 5 PlayStation 4 version in the autumn. Meh, I'm done with GTA for now. New Batman game looked awesome. And then they finished with Uncharted 4. not much of a surprise. Sony conference, 7 out of 10.